Hello, dear friends. It's great to be with you in preparation for this lesson. Let's take a second, clear our minds, open our hearts, and come together in one goal. We are USA Midwest and New York One. We met a few times this week to prepare for the lesson, to put this together. And I just heard one of the friends from New York, he just said, the way he put it was, this is a blessing. And that's the way we feel, that it was a blessing. We are grateful that we had this opportunity to work together and serve the Creator. The topic that we chose tonight is the greatness of the Creator. As we enter this lesson, we want to fill our hearts with joy and gratitude to Him. We're only a couple days away from our next date, the Congress, the Above Reason Congress, where we, through our connection and with the help of the Creator, will rise above our ego, above our reason, and enter into true faith with Him. Although the Creator is higher than high, as we extol Him in our eyes, we also see the Creator's infinite humbleness. He's like a loving parent. He provides all the means and support we need to grow and advance. But He doesn't openly disclose everything. He leaves us room for choice in coming closer to Him. He wants no more than for us to ask of Him for help. As we enter this lesson, as we approach the Congress, He stands with us patiently waiting to bring us out of exile and rise above reason and faith. I'm going to pass it over to our friend Vladimir in New York One.
Да, приветствуем все мировое кли. Тема величия Творца.
Hello to the whole world кли.
Но как же нам получить?
The topic of the preparation is the greatness of the Creator. But how will we receive and strengthen the greatness of the Creator? Only through our environment, through our inner connection with the friends. Only through that we receive the connection with the Creator, through the strengthening of our desire in the connection with the Creator. Let's aim ourselves, aim our thoughts and desires in the direction of the friends, the ten, and the whole world clean. And enter the lesson as one man and one heart. Petah Tikva.
אומר הרבש, Rabash says, it is written in Psalms, as your name is God, so is your glory. That is, to the extent that one assumes the greatness of the Creator, to that extent, you can praise Him. Hence, if one wants to thank and praise the Creator, he should first assume the greatness of the Creator, and then he will be able to praise Him. Again, it is written in Psalms, as your name is God, so is your glory. That is, to the extent that one assumes the greatness of the Creator, to that extent he can praise Him. Hence, if one wants to thank and praise the Creator, he should first assume the greatness of the Creator, and then you will be able to praise Him.
Good morning, friends. I was thinking about this lesson prep, and it occurred to me that some of us, probably most of us, are in kind of an unusual situation. The greatness and the glory of the Creator is not our reality. It's not the one we live in. But we'd like to live there, and this is what we want. Our reality is all within reason. We call it the corporeal world. It's completely different. So what should we do? I'll tell you what I think we should do. I think we should count ourselves lucky. So lucky because we have this society of friends who are willing to assume the greatness of the Creator, regardless of whatever our senses tell us. This is some kind of special support. This is above and beyond, so to speak. But just kind of support. We've got a place here where we can start on the path that's going to lead to His greatness. With that thought in mind, we have the workshop question. It goes like this. Tell your friends where you see the greatness of the Creator. Tell your friends where you see the greatness of the Creator.
Where do we see the greatness of the Creator? Where don't we see the greatness of the Creator in this society? Just like the friend from Midwest just said, we want to be in a reality in which the Creator is revealed to us, and we can justify Him every moment. But a person came to this world just to be on this journey until he will reach there. So until we get there, we receive one another, and that's where I see the greatness of the Creator all the time, how through you, He shows me that my path, my life is worth something.
The greatness of the Creator appears as He's ruling everything, controls everything, surrounds everything, and together with that, He left for us a place to work between us. On building inside of us His quality that allows Him to be bestowers like Him. So it's not only that He's bestowing and is ruling, but He also loves and guides us on how to become like Him.
And He's constantly thinking how to benefit, how to Him to do good, and to who to do good.
He's
given us the opportunity to discover it ourselves, by ourselves, that specifically over this reality looks so opposite. Together with that absolute good, He placed the thought in us, even the knowledge to some extent, that we should not believe what our eyes see, and that's a great work He gave us to do.
He opened a place for us at 2 a.m. every morning, that broadcasts the whole world, that there's a teacher that gives us connection to the upper world, to the meaning and essence, and gives us life.
I see the greatness of the Creator in you, in the light of your lives, how you come here, how you arranged your life, what's happening between the lessons, what's happening in your families, and your attitudes. For me, it's the greatness of the Creator.
You can really see the greatness of the Creator in the friends, and how each and every one of them gives us so much forces. Because really, what are the friends? Yesterday I saw Rami here until what, 10 p.m.? I don't know, till when. And here, he's here in the morning. Yesterday, Bernie was on duty all night, and he's now in the lesson. Friends all day long are doing things here above reason. This gives you a lot of strength to see, when you see friends, you see where it's worthwhile to invest your energies.
It's written somewhere that a person cannot estimate the greatness and importance of the Creator. Even with the ego has no way of grasping how big the quality of love and bestowal is, feeling all of reality created this, governs this, lives in this. But you can see it in the friends. Each friend, this power shines. Power that gives him the ability to work above his ego. This phenomenon that I mentioned, you look at a friend, you say, how can a person like this become an example, a source of bestowal, of confidence? Truly the greatness of the Creator, and the friends are a source of power to receive the importance and greatness of the Creator.
It's written that the Creator is great and he will only see the lowly. And with the examples of the friends where you see how they invest themselves and how they give themselves towards the goal. And you can truly see how great the Creator is.
Thank you.
The greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. Only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, or exaltedness of the Creator. Again, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes needy of the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator.
We know that only Creator can help us. So it's important for us to feel Him. The silent workshop today, let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.